Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Miketz, also Chanukah, so happy Chanukah. In this week's Parasha, and I'm telling you in advance, I don't feel well, it's going to be short. We are encountering the most difficult, challenging story to explain. We know that the brothers sold Joseph. It was already a painful moment to realize brothers can do something like that. But ever since that moment, Yosef makes it big in Egypt. From a servant, he become a master, and it all happened in this week's parasha. Pharaoh has dreams, and every person in the kingdom tries to come and solve them. Nobody can. Then the minister of drinks comes to him and says, there was a boy in prison that solved my dream. He comes and he shares his solution. What made the difference between all the other solutions that he received, probably from people that know how to solve dreams, into the very specific dream solving of Joseph? Before we answer that, we just want to talk generally about the book of Bereshit and Genesis and to see how many times we are encountering dreams. From Jacob and the ladder, from Yosef himself, that dream when he was a young child, to a situation where we encounter the servants in jail having dreams. I think that the solution Joseph gives to the minister in jail already shows the interest where Pharaoh is looking for. Because Pharaoh has a dream, and all the people who are trying to solve the dream are giving him answers and solutions that are regarding his own personal life. You will have 7 daughters, they will die. You will have this, you will have that. It's something personal. And Pharaoh, and the words said very, very clearly, he couldn't solve it to Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a dream, and he knew that this dream represents something bigger. It's a dream that's not only about his personal life, but it's something about the nation. Joseph already was in a position to solving this issue when he gave the solution to the minister that in a couple of days, something's going to happen in the kingdom and you will be freed. That was the moment that Pharaoh understood that this person looks at things in a wider perspective. He doesn't stop there. Because the one thing that Joseph had that the others didn't do is not only to present to you the solution, I'm also going to give you an advice how to solve your problem. There are many advisors in the world that give amazing, amazing conclusions about where the problem is. How rare it is to find somebody who knows where the solution is. And from that moment, when Pharaoh is going to choose Joseph as the second in command, not the one that's going to be only in charge of the food, not the minister of economics, he will be the second in command and he will be in charge of so many other things. Because he has the wisdom of God. He repeats it once and twice, and he says that I cannot do anything by myself. It's all by the wisdom of God. As the parasha continues, we encounter the reconnections between Yosef and his brothers. And you see, when you read it, and again, it's funny because when you read it, you know the end of the story. But when you read it in live, it sounds so painful. He is torturing them, basically. What are you doing here? You came to be spies. Where's your father? Bring your brother. Split Shimon, Simon from everybody else. There are so many mixes of emotions, of a roller coaster, of basically Joseph trying to torture them. Of course, Joseph is a righteous person. He's not there to torture them. So what he really wanted to do? A couple of opinions there. The first opinion, the opinion that could be maybe the most obvious, was he remembered the dream. The verse says that when he sees them, he remembers the dream. If you remember the dream, maybe you want to do something to make them come true. So he plays around and he understands this. He is in a situation where he can move things to really make those dreams come true. I don't like this answer. Joseph is a righteous person. He is doing God's will. Surely he will not orchestrate this people, this really miserable people almost in a situation like that just to make this dream fulfilled. God is the one who fulfilled dreams. And with the core belief that Joseph has, surely he didn't want to orchestrate that. I believe, of course, that the answer lies in the fact that he wanted to understand where is the family standing, or put it in other words, did they really repent? Because he remember what it was like when he was a younger child. He was isolated. And when he sees them again, all those memories come and bring them back. He remember what happened to them. And I want to try to add another component, because people always ask this classic question. And I'm sure we spoke about it in the past. How come Joseph never sent an envelope, a servant, an email, a WhatsApp to his father? His father is waiting for him in agony. Where is my lost boy? And for so many years, for 22 years, he's in pain, doesn't know where his son is. And you never have the courage to call him and tell him, I'm here, father. I'm in Egypt. Of course, there's many commentaries about that as well. Maybe we're going to explore this in the future. But just as a tiny thought that needs to be said here. In the thoughts and in the memories of Joseph, he remembered that his own father sent him away. That was his father's mission. How is it when father sends me away and my brothers immediately come, take me and sell me? Maybe it was a part of the plot. Of course, it's hard to say. How could you think that Jacob is going to do that? But who would think that his brother is going to do that? Maybe. And according to the past features, it happened. It happened with Abraham and Ishmael. Ishmael was sent away by his own father. Maybe that would be the solution in Jacob's eye. And when Joseph looks at that, he wants to understand, where are we standing? What is the family intrigues? And where do we really are with everything that's connected to peace and harmony, especially between the kids of Leah and the kids of Rachel? In the final countdown next week, Parasha, we will read about Judah coming to confront Yosef and said very clearly, we know that a father was in pain because his loved wife was gone. His son was gone. The only son that's still there from his beloved mother is still there. And with that, they're going to stand for him. They will support him. And Benjamin won't be casted away. He won't be thrown away to Joseph, but they will take responsibility. They will fight for him. And they will show solidarity with their brother. This thought, this notion that Yosef has to check, what is the situation and where my brothers are standing, might be a good example to understand the progression in the story. How do we connect all of this to Hanukkah? I thought about it, and I thought of the fighting between the brothers. And indeed, in the story of Hanukkah, there's also a notion of that. Because the people of Israel at that time lost many, many, many of their people that became Mityavnim, that became like the Greeks. They left Judaism. The war starts when Matithiah himself stands in front of a person, a Jew, that is idol worshipping. Matithiah understands that it cannot happen anymore. And he kills the Greek soldier and the Greeks, and he kills the Jew as well. The fight against culture is a fight that we're not only fighting against other nations, sometimes, unfortunately, is fighting against our own brother. And this is a painful moment. This is something, when you think about it, that's not a good part of history. And we know from that the story of fighting among ourselves that really is rooted here in Joseph is something that's going to follow the people of Israel until this day, with politics and with a lot of arguments we have between one another. So what is the story of Hanukkah tells us about it? I believe it happens in the miracle of the lights. In the miracle of lights represents a family that when entered the temple, all the oils were unpured. But down there, they found one vessel of oil that was stamped in the holy priest stamp. Meaning, wherever you are, no matter what your situation is, you cannot be casted away. You cannot leave. You're always part of the family. You're always a part of the Jewish people. That's the secret we're going to hear from Joseph himself. When he's going to ask his brothers once again, is my father still alive? You know your father is alive. We talked about it so many times. But as I said before, maybe in his mind, he thought that I can be casted away. I can be broken up from the family. Our mutual father with the belief system, with the core, with the tradition, is he still alive? Can I be still part of the story, although I'm 22 years already in Egypt? And the answer is, Od Avinu Chai, Am Yisrael Chai. Rabbi Shlomo Karlebach, when he made this song, he connected between Am Yisrael Chai and Od Avinu Chai. The nation is still alive because we have one father. There could be disputes. There could be miscommunications. There could be situations like that. Let's not forget, our power is in our strength, and we still have one father above, Am Yisrael Chai. Shabbat Shalom and Happy Hanukkah.